Nature is amazing, and we know nature helps our health in many ways. We want to share this guided meditation that the Carbon Landscape Partnership has developed with local volunteers. Please enjoy the opportunity to stop, be still, and take a journey through some of the stunning landscapes that exist in our local area. Meditation is considered a safe activity. The guided meditation does not require any level of self-examination. If mindfulness is something you want to explore further, then the charity Mind have put together some excellent information on how to access courses run by trained practitioners and how to use mindfulness to support well-being. Please visit www.mind.org.uk/mindfulness. Please enjoy the audio narrated by Ed Darling. And please note there are deliberate pauses in the audio to allow time for contemplation. Welcome to this guided meditation about reed beds and open water. With eyes open, please sit comfortably on a bench, chair, or on a blanket. The carbon landscape is ancient. The devastation of the Industrial Revolution was here. The coal, peat, railways, and the waterways poisoned the earth, water, and air. But now, the wetlands are spaces for nature, places of renewal, where hidden gems abound and wildlife returns. Take a moment to be aware of your surroundings. You are now entering into your guided meditation. Close your eyes. Roll your shoulders forwards and then slowly back. Slowly lean your head from side to side. Feel your body slowly relax. Notice your breath. Make no effort to control your breath. And when your mind wanders, as minds always do, just come back to the breath. Sit quietly, seeing in your mind's eye the breath flowing in and out of your body. Notice your breath. Make no effort to control your breath. Let thoughts just drift away. You are about to walk down a boardwalk. that goes out into a reed bed. You take a step forward and feel yourself slipping deeper and deeper into a state of complete relaxation. You walk further. 10, 9, 8 steps. Becoming more relaxed as you walk. You now feel fully immersed in this place. 7, 6, 5 steps. And it is so beautiful. And you are nearly here. 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to a realm of secret creatures. You step onto a boardwalk which neatly divides two sides of a reed bed. You listen to the rustle of the common reeds, swaying majestic plants moving in unison. Tall, proud, and towering. You are absolutely still. You know the birds are here. There is birdsong overlapping. Lots and lots of different birdsong. Nature's symphony. Birds singing to defend their territories. Birds singing to attract a mate. Birds singing to call to their flock. Whilst eavesdropping, you feel fortunate to tune into the dawn chorus. You now look across a very large open water body of a flash. Once coal mines, long since collapsed, now filled with water. Notice how vast the water body feels. The flash is home to many wildfowl. A flock fly overhead to settle at the far side. As you look across the water, you see that there is a bunch of birdwatchers, excitedly chatting in the hope of seeing a bittern. Chances are you will never see the bittern, a rare heron. Hidden in the densest of reed beds. Plumage, the embodiment of camouflage, blending beautifully. Standing motionless for long periods. Hidden and never seen. And then the birdwatchers cheer. The male bittern booms. Deep foghorn-like sound, which can be heard up to 2 miles away. Our secretive heron is trying to attract a mate. You walk further and find another flash, but smaller this time, like a lake. If there is one creature that sums up the return of the green heart of wetlands, after its grey, barren coal mining past, it has to be the kingfisher. Instantly recognised. Small, bright blue, and with a bright orange chest. Rapid flyer, with precision, in a straight line from post to post. No song, instead, a shrill whistle. With his dagger-like bill, he uses it as a spear, diving into the water and out again in a heartbeat. He isn't called Kingfisher without reason. Master craftsman at catching his dinner. The day is beginning to draw in. You continue to gaze over the open water of the flash. The sun is now getting larger, full and orange. The haze of the sun reflects over the water. Bats in silhouette start to flit across the water, catching whatever insects come their way. The sun now meets the horizon and slowly descends until it can no longer be seen. The time has come for you to leave this landscape. Take a moment to appreciate the feelings of wonder for this landscape. In your mind's eye, you are walking away from this place towards home. Gently, you place your focus on your breath again. As you start to awaken, you wriggle your fingers and toes. You can begin to gently awaken your body by rolling your shoulders and head. you are starting to become aware again of your surroundings. You can place your fingers in front of your eyes like feathers. Allow yourself to gently open your eyes. You have returned. If you enjoyed this guided meditation, there are more activities to improve well-being at www.carbonlandscape.org.uk/wetland-wellbeing. Also, why not get out walking and cycling in the carbon landscape with information at www.carbonlandscape.org.uk/explore. This guided meditation was brought to you thanks to funding from Tesco Bags for Life and National Lottery Heritage Fund.